Blog Talk Radio.
Good God day to all of you. Welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Praise God. Oh, we are yet celebrating you, Jesus. We are celebrating you, and how wonderful, how awesome you are. You are a prayer-answering God, and it's all about you, sweet Jesus. God bless you, Radio Land. And greeting to you on the radio and online. We bless you today. Glory to God. We call this month of February. We are in the month of February, and we call it the love month. Oh, beloved, if you want God to answer your prayers, hallelujah. We want God to answer our prayers for our country, for our nation, right on down to our families and our friends, and even, yes, even our foes, our enemies. We must, in order to do that, we must forgive one another. We must keep our love flowing, our love walk going. We need to look to Jesus, and that's why we are standing on Hebrews 12:2, looking, oh glory to God, unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured that old rugged cross, despising all the shame, and is now set down, hallelujah, at the right hand of the throne of Almighty God. Lord, we thank you. Our love walk in this day and time must be perfected. This is a commandment. This is not a suggestion. This is not a good idea. This is not, well, I don't feel like it. No, Jesus said in Matthew 22:37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. We said all is 100%. With all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Glory to God. The love of God in our lives, we must love God first. I'm going to say that again. We must love him, put him first. God doesn't play. He doesn't do seconds, thirds, and in the back burner. He doesn't do that. What does that mean, to love him with all? Would you agree with me that means entirely, completely, being all in, being whole? Hallelujah. And also Jesus said, there is a second commandment. Now that's the first one. Remember, commandment. It is like unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as you love yourself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And on these vital commandments, if all of us would put those in action in our personal lives, this world system would experience a change. Talking about perfection in action, it will change before our very eyes. God bless you, Renee. I'm calling you in, sweetheart.
God bless you, Mama.
Glory to God. We thank God for this program all about Jesus.
Amen.
And we're the Ruth and Renee praising team for Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Ruth and Renee, I like that.
Amen, Mommy. Amen.
We're the praising team for Jesus. And
yes,
we come to lift him up. I want to thank you for your broadcast, the little one. Oh, have those messages blessed us, blessed me. It has been
heartfelt. They blessed me, too. You know it comes to me first.
Well, see, God, I tell you, God is something else.
Yes, he is.
It's been thought fulfilling and extremely powerful. And what do you say, sweetheart, about the love walk for God and putting him first and then loving on our neighbors? What do you say about that?
I say, whom the Lord loves, he chastens.
Oh, wow.
And boy, I tell you. You talk about, the word of God is, God is the loving. He's loving, he's forgiving, he's, gentle, he's kind, he's, precious and all of those things.
Yes, he is.
But he's also, his ways are justice.
Yes.
And in that justice comes judgment.
Yes.
And we've got to accept
correction.
All of him.
I like to say
every
correction
single
too.
Yes, correction. Every
yes.
single side of him. We must accept all of him. You know,
yes.
he's not just the cuddly, coddly, sweet, oh, come to me, honey. Father,
yes.
but he's also listen. This is what I said.
This is
a commandment.
A suggestion.
This is not a suggestion. This is
That's
a
right.
command.
Woo. Yes. Woo. Glory
you
to God.
You do this.
Yes.
And it's like, yes, sir. I'm all right. I got that,
yes,
Holy
sir.
Ghost.
Yes. Sir.
I got that.
Amen.
I got that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know,
the love walk
is
something we have to work on.
That's it. We
everybody
must
works
work on
it.
Everybody
has to work on that.
Even when you don't want to do it. Even when you
Ooh.
Find it odd. How can I love this person? How can
I
do it? Honey.
Yeah.
That's why the word of God is so important. One thing I want to make very clear.
That's why yielding to the Holy Spirit is so important. That's why staying
That's
in
it.
The Spirit of God is so important and being led by the Spirit of God because in and of ourselves, we can't do it.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we have to come to Jesus
yes,
and
we
ask
have to.
Him to help us. And one
Absolutely.
Thing that I want to make very clear. To our listeners and to the body of Christ and even to ourselves. When we say that we love everybody, when we say that we love our neighbors, that does not mean we compromise with what is wrong. Because a lot of times people say, well, you don't love me. No, it has nothing to do with loving you if you're trying to do and doing what the Lord, his word says do. This does not mean, Jesus did not say, I want you to tolerate or I want you to agree with what the world is doing because God has standards.
Yes, it
that
does.
That does not mean that we will call evil good. That's what's
and
going
good,
on in
evil.
This day. That, and good evil. God will not
yes.
have that.
Yes,
and I
we have to
encourage.
We have to agree with what is right. And we
have
to stand. We have to stand for what is right. In,
we have
at all
to stand
times.
For what is right. Amen.
You know, just because I say I love you does not necessarily mean that I agree with you
with
or that I
that
agree with everything that you do or everything
yes.
that you say, but I am overlooking.
Especially.
I'm overlooking everything that
uh-huh.
you are doing and I am that everything that you are saying that
yes.
does not agree with the word of God, and I am praying
exactly.
for you.
Exactly.
I am praying,
praying
for
you.
That
Amen.
The Holy
and
Spirit
like
open your eyes. That the Holy Spirit open
like
your
to,
eyes and bring you
uh-huh.
into revelation, revelatory,
revelation.
You know, understanding in the Word of God.
That's right.
That is what we need to do. We need
like
to pray.
We got to. We
yes.
got to, honey. And this goes
yes.
not only for Radio Land. This starts with us. It
yes,
starts
amen.
With the speaker, the preacher.
Yes.
I've come to this conclusion. And if you read in Proverbs 6:12-19, and I would encourage everyone to go there and read that scripture, Proverbs 6:12-19. You will find out what God loves. And you will find out what God hates. And that's where we want to stay on the love walk. Renee, God bless you, darling. I
that
want
was,
you to get into
can,
our...
Mommy,
oh, go ahead,
what was
go ahead.
That scripture again? Proverbs?
That was Proverbs, the 6th chapter, 12-19. It'll talk
Proverbs
about...
Proverbs 6:19.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
It'll talk about what God loves and what he hates, especially what he hates.
Mm.
And so, but while we're there, because I do want to move on, I want you to go ahead and give our announcements and give honor
sure.
to whom honor is due. And,
absolutely.
And we want to thank God for our listeners. We truly, truly, truly appreciate them. And so, and go right on, darling.
Absolutely. Truly, truly, it is a blessing. You know, we count it a privilege and an honor to be before you on this day to share the word of God with you. But first and foremost, we want to give all glory and all honor and all homage and praise and adoration to the head of our lives,
yes.
our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is our
That's
everything
right.
and who deserves
our
all
everything.
The glory. He deserves
yes.
all the glory, and he deserves
yes, he
all
does.
The honor for everything that he has done, is doing, and just for who he is. And we love
yes.
him for that. And
yes,
we would
we
like
do.
To give recognition and respect to our pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince
yes.
A. Miles, and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel
yes.
Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield,
yes.
Michigan. And we also would
Amen.
Like to give recognition and respect to our sponsors, our coverings,
yes.
Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano,
Amen.
Texas, founders of Harvest New Life Church International. Which
yes.
hence HNLC. For those of you who would like to know more about the ministry, please visit harvestnewlifechurch.com. That's harvestnewlifechurch.com. Or you can call the ministry at area code 214-897-9554. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please email us at harvestnlc1@gmail.com or call. Again, that's 214-897-9554. We thank God for this platform and this opportunity that he has given unto us. it is very special. We we approach it very, in reverence and awe, because God is, the doors that He opens are very special, and
we are
appreciative and we are grateful. Amen.
Very. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the powerful name of your darling son, Jesus, you gave to mankind your greatest gift of perfect love. His name is Jesus. We thank you, greatest sacrifice that he gave to mankind. He gave himself. He gave his life, his precious blood, to rescue us out of the grips of evil, sin, and death. Jesus paid full debt. He paid the price, just as if anyone would receive him in their heart, then he would become a brand new creation. All the old things that we have done would be passed away, and behold, all the other things, the newness of life would be brand new. Father God, we are thanking you. You have qualified us. Ooh, glory to God, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Father God, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and placed us into the kingdom of your beloved Son, in whom we have redemption through his precious blood. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for your forgiveness, for forgiving us. We thank you again, and we receive you in our hearts with boldness and with the joy of the Lord. And this we pray. Ooh, glory to God. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh. Amen.
Renee?
Yes, ma'am.
We can thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
Over and over again.
Yes.
God's
yes.
royal invitation
yes.
is always available.
Yes,
on this
is.
Side of life.
Yes,
to
he is always
there. Whosoever will. Yes.
yes.
God's
yes.
birthing room is
yes.
always open.
Yes.
It's always available.
Yes.
It's always accessible.
Yes.
Any time, any day or night, or
mm-hmm.
any place and anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Father is looking and waiting patiently with his
mm-hmm.
arms wide open
mm-hmm.
for whosoever will.
Mm-hmm.
Let them come.
Yes.
I want to ask a vital question, and I want you to help us out with that and taking us to the throne, to the birthing room. The vital question that I'm asking the listeners and all of us, do you know that you have eternal life with Jesus? Do you have Jesus' life assurance while the blood is yet running warm in your body on this side of life? That's my question. And I'm going to ask Renee, before we get into our topic today, to take us in the birthing room. And one thing the Lord wants to say to all of the sons and daughters that have taken the wrong turn He said, just change your direction, make a right turn on Jesus' road. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except they come through me. He's the door.
Amen.
And so we're gonna give that opportunity right now. Let the Lord use you, baby. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Truly, you know, for those of you who have been wondering and questioning and saying, who is this Jesus? Who is this one who died for me, who gave his life for me, who loves
yes.
me unconditionally, who will never leave me, who will never forsake me, who will always keep his promises and fulfill and be faithful to me? Who is
yes.
this one?
Yes. Yes.
He is Savior.
Yes.
He is friend. He is brother.
Yes.
And all he's doing is knocking at your heart door. And you have to invite him in. For those of you who want to invite Jesus into your life, it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complex. It's not complicated.
Mm-mm.
All it is you know, you say, Lord Jesus, bow your heads and close your eyes and say with me, Lord Jesus, I know
Lord
that I'm
Jesus,
a sinner.
I know that I'm a sinner.
I need you.
I need you.
In my life.
In my life.
I know and I believe.
I know and I believe.
That you are the Son of the Most High God.
That you are the Son of the Most High God.
And I know and I believe.
I know and I believe.
That you came to this earth and you gave your life on Calvary for me.
You gave your life on Calvary for me.
And I know and believe in my heart.
I know and believe in my heart.
That you have been raised from the dead.
Yes.
And that yes. you live forevermore.
Forevermore. Ooh,
and Lord
glory
Jesus,
God.
I don't understand everything about the Bible.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm asking you to come into my yes. heart.
Come into my heart.
And teach me.
And teach me.
Teach me your ways.
Your ways.
Teach me how to be more like you.
Oh,
help
yes.
me to understand the way, the truth, and the life. You, Lord
yes.
Jesus.
You, Lord
help
Jesus.
Me to understand your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for living in me, for taking and setting up residence in me,
mm-hmm.
and changing my life right now.
Yes. Right.
And
now.
I declare and profess by faith that I am saved.
I am. That's it.
And I am
Thank
born
you.
Again.
Thank you, God.
In this moment, by the
Ooh.
Grace of God, I am saved.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Ooh. Living in me. In
yes.
Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Woo! Come on, let's pray.
Yes,
God
for those of you who said that prayer, welcome.
Room.
Welcome,
oh,
welcome, welcome to the
welcome,
family
welcome,
of God.
Welcome,
welcome to the kingdom.
Yes.
And for those of you who even rededicated your lives back to
that's right.
Christ, we say
come
welcome.
Come on home.
Welcome.
Welcome home.
Home.
Oh, welcome. That's wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. Amen. We can thank God for that. Celebration. One thing about it, God's throne of grace and his is always available. The birthing room to bring forth life, and that's just what happened. And we're believing that there is a harvest, glory, of souls coming into the Lord in Jesus' name. Renee, whew, that
yes,
was
ma'am.
Beautiful. That
Amen.
Was beautiful.
Amen. That's
the
best part of
the
service.
Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's the best part of the service.
The presence of the Lord is here right now.
Yes, yes, he
and
is.
And we thank God, and what we're standing for is allowing perfect, allowing perfection to enter in now. And
yes.
As we have been doing this, we've been studying the Psalm, very familiar Psalm to everyone, Psalm 23.
Yes,
and
Psalm
today
23.
Yes, and we're going to be working with verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And remember before, and our listeners, you might want to encourage them to.
Oh,
when they,
yes. Yes, for those of you who have not, because we're on verse 2 today, but for those of you who
mm-hmm.
want to listen to the previous message where we were in verse 1, we encourage you to go to your search bar and type in blogtalkradio.com. And when you get to that website, type in HNLC, and it will bring you to the previous message that we brought forth, I believe, on the second Tuesday, so that it will bring you up to date as far as catching you up as to where we are today. And please,
yes.
don't forget to make sure you have your pens and paper in case you do not have a Bible with you, because you will need to jot down the scriptures for your study for yourselves later.
Amen. And
Amen.
And what we're doing is the message is allowing perfection to enter into our lives. We will not be defeated if we allow God's perfect word to enter into our heart, our soul, our minds on a daily basis. We will not continue to drink the world system, poison, if you will, the Kool-Aid, that nobody's perfect. It's time, you know, and it's true that if man has anything to do with anything, yes, it is nobody's perfect. But this defeated attitude will keep us down under the grips of fear, failure, living way down beneath our privileges. That's the work of Satan, John 10:10. The Lord is that spirit. That's why we're talking about allowing perfect, allowing perfection. The Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to come up higher, to raise the standard, to stand up and hold our head up, and to allow perfect, to
Amen.
Allow the Spirit of excellence to live
Amen.
In us. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's
all right. What
Amen.
We want to deal with on verse 2, we're talking about in the 23rd Psalm, verse 2, and we're only taking portions of the scripture. And today, we're taking these words, he maketh me. Say that with me, he maketh me.
He maketh me.
Amen. When we say that, we are talking about our perfect director, our perfect leader. God is our perfect supervisor, if you will. And
mm-hmm.
we will follow his directions and instructions and his command in the name of Jesus. So, sweetheart, do you have available? Let's look at scripture, Exodus 4, 11 and 12, and read that for me, and please keep me posted with the time.
Okay. Exodus chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. In the King James Version, it reads, "And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." Now that is in the King James Version. I wasn't sure if you wanted me to get the Amplified.
Do the Amplified. But I want to, I don't know if you said there, the Lord is talking to Moses there. And you know, the Lord told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let the people go. And Moses said, I can't talk. Remember, we're talking about our perfect director, our perfect leader, our perfect supervisor, our perfect God. Now, he's giving instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses said, I can't do that. What is the main verse there that I wanted you to highlight? That was 11.
Yes.
Read
verse
11.
Yes. And the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth?
Uh-huh.
Or who makes the dumb?
Who
or the
maketh
deaf,
the dumb? Uh-huh.
Or the seeing?
Uh-huh.
Or the blind?
Yes.
Is it not I, the Lord?
All right. So the director is talking here. All right. Go ahead and read that in Amplified.
Oh, it was. That was it.
Oh, that was the Amplified.
Yes, that was it. That was in the Amplified, yes.
Okay. What about Psalm 119, 26, 27? And the highlighted verse would be 27.
Okay. Psalm 119, 26 through 27, it says, I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts.
Make
so
me
shall
to
I
understand.
Talk.
Ooh.
Yes, make me to understand the way of thy precepts.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
shall I talk of thy wondrous works. And that is the King James Version in Psalm 119, verses 26, 27.
Okay. And
yes, that is.
Amplified?
Let me see. The Amplified in that verse, those two verses says, I have declared my ways and opened my griefs to you. And you listened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Teach me your statutes. Make
mm-hmm.
me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on and talk of your wondrous
mm-hmm.
works.
Now remember, the subject is he maketh me. He
mm-hmm.
maketh me. And so the scripture is saying, make me so that I can understand. As we were praying earlier, Lord, we don't understand everything that the word we're learning. Make
mm-hmm.
me to understand your precepts.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
What about Psalm 18, 30 to 32? And the highlighted one is 32.
Okay. Psalm 18, and we've got about 10 minutes. So I know we've got a couple more scriptures to go through.
Yes.
But Psalm
yes.
18, verses 30 through 32 in the King James Version reads, As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is
mm-hmm.
God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God?
Mm-hmm.
It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect.
Maketh my way perfect.
Yes.
It is God. Now, that was what? Was that
that's
King
the
James?
King James Version. Yes, that is the King James Version.
Could we hear the Amplified?
Yes, the Amplified Version says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? Or who is the rock save our God? The God who girds me with strength and makes my way perfect."
Yes. And there's that word again. He maketh me. He maketh me. He makes my way perfect. So we,
yes.
If he makes our way perfect, we cannot say, I can't be perfect. We have to allow perfection to come on in. Allow
mm-hmm.
him. And he will do it through us.
Mm-hmm.
Talk
mm-hmm.
to me, honey. Is there? Give me some feedback on that.
Well, one thing that if we go back to Psalm 23 and we look at
mm-hmm.
verse 2, and it says,
mm-hmm.
verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." First of all,
mm-hmm.
you have to look at God as from the point of view as being a shepherd, and you are his sheep,
mm-hmm.
his little lamb. And
mm-hmm.
sheep obey.
Mm-hmm.
So if he is making you lie down, then
mm-hmm.
You are willing to lie down.
Yes.
You're not stubborn. You're not like a goat.
Whether
you're
you
not
want to or
like
not,
a goat.
You just lay down.
You just lay down.
Just lay down.
But this is what you want to do anyway, because you
yes.
follow him.
Yes.
Scripture says that my sheep, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow.
That's right.
Yes. So to follow him, to follow him means you want to follow him.
You want
you
to
have
do it.
It is your will to follow him. It is your will to do right by him. It is your will
That's
to obey
right
him. It is your
That's
will
it
to,
right there.
To love him. It is your will
yes.
to seek him. It is your will
yes.
to know about him. It is your will to
mm-hmm.
talk to him. It is your will
yes.
to spend time with him.
Yes. It is your will to put him first.
To put
and not
him
on
first.
The back burner.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord have
Absolutely.
Mercy. What about Psalm, no, I think it's Matthew
yes.
5, 44,
yes, I have
45.
That.
Okay.
Yes, I have that. Matthew
48.
5, 44, 45, and 48. Verse 44
mm-hmm.
says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully
oh my
use
goodness.
You,
Would you
and
read
persecute
that again?
You. But
oh
I say unto
read.
You, love your enemies, bless them that curse
oh.
you, do good
oh,
to them
yes.
that hate you, and pray for
yes.
them which despitefully use you and persecute
yes.
you, that
yes.
ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth
yes,
rain on the just and on the unjust."
Uh-huh.
And verse 48 says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." We've got about
now,
6 minutes. I don't know
okay.
how many more scriptures we have. But
just one more. We just
oh,
have
okay.
one more. And
okay.
that's Romans. And I want to come back to that one. Romans 8, 26, 24, 25, 26.
That's the last
you
one? You want
that?
Me to read that?
That's the last one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Romans chapter 8, verses 24 through 26, it says, "For we are saved by hope.
Mm-hmm.
But hope that is seen is not hope."
That's right.
"For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for?"
Uh-huh.
"But if we hope for that we see not,
mm-hmm.
then do we with patience wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself," it says itself,
maketh.
But it's himself, "maketh intercession for us with groanings
yes.
which cannot be uttered."
Yes, yes. And so we thank the Lord, just like you had mentioned about the shepherd takes care of the sheep. We
mm-hmm.
are sheep,
mm-hmm.
and we are the sheep of his pasture. pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, when he makes us, and it's not that, and I love what you just said about the will, because
mm-hmm.
that's the way, you know, you tell children, okay, sit down and be quiet. And they jumping up and they totally ignoring you. And
mm-hmm.
that's the same way that God will speak and say, I want you to be quiet. I want you to settle down. I want you to be still and hear my voice. And we're all over the place. So this, go back to that verse that says, when Jesus says, loving your enemies and loving them that curse you and do good to them and all of the things, who wants to do that? But if you're doing it in Christ, if you're doing it in the Spirit, if you're letting, allowing perfect to come into you, then you can do these things. Talk to me, daughter. And how much
Amen.
Time do I have?
We've got about 3 minutes. We've got about three
oh,
minutes
Lord.
Left. But that is so true for us to, we have to be willing.
We
you know,
have
Scripture
to be
says,
willing.
If you are willing and obedient,
and
we will eat the good of the land.
That's it right there.
We have to be willing and obedient.
That's the only way we can do this.
Yes.
It's according to our will. Just
yes.
like Jesus said when he was getting ready to go to the cross. He was trying to say, Father, is there any other way that I could do this? Three times he went to the Father. Three times. He was so under pressure that blood, he bled from his corpuscles. He was under such tremendous pressure. But what he said to the Father, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. Father, we thank you right now for this
thank
word
you,
today. We thank you because you are so good, and we bless the people of God today. We thank you for every soul that came into the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, and we speak over them. The Lord bless you, family of God. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. And the Lord give you his shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Let us praise God going out.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. Come on,
hallelujah.
Let's praise you. Lord,
thank
we
you,
honor
Jesus.
You. Lord,
hallelujah.
We thank
we glorify you,
Father.
Oh, we bless you,
Lord. We honor you, Lord.
You are so wonderful.
We thank you.
You
for
are so
perfect.
Excellent. You are so
you
perfect.
Are so
you are so
oh,
excellent.
Glory to God.
Lord, we bless
oh.
you.